Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 11, you will hear stories from our 12th collection, Foiled. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. With a Lump in My Throat by Marion Cohen. For 14 years, I was employed as a high school mathematics teacher. I enjoyed my career and had wonderful rapport with my students and was involved in extracurricular activities. My professional work life was quite satisfying. Another factor that made my day so pleasing was that I had become romantically involved with another member of the faculty. Although we had a complicated relationship, I was quite head over heels with this man. After a few years of this romantic struggle, I thought it was in my best interest to extricate myself from the situation. Seeing this man every day was affecting many aspects of my life. Even our mutual colleagues observed the tension that ensued between us. Ironically, during that low time of my life, I received a phone call from a department head from another district asking if I'd like to transfer schools. He was seeking to fill an opening and had received a glowing recommendation about my talents as an educator. On a lark, I decided to go on the interview. This other school was quite impressive, and this affluent suburban school enjoyed many more advantages than the school where I had been employed. The principal who interviewed me was quite impressed with my resume, my references, and I was offered the position on the spot, giving me the coming weekend to decide. I had drawbacks to consider as well. I'd be giving up my tenured position. Also, I would be losing the 85 sick days I had accumulated. The plus side was that I would no longer be exposed to the emotional turmoil of seeing the man I was still in love with, day in and day out, as our relationship had come to its unfortunate end. Also, the buildings and campus of this new school, in general, were far better equipped, and I could imagine that my teaching responsibilities would be more interesting, as this school was academically superior to where I was presently employed. When I toured the school along with my new prospective department head, I was so taken by the physical building and how well it was maintained. The mathematics department had its own office, where staff had a desk, filing cabinet, shelves for books, and a coffee machine percolating throughout the day. The most luxurious aspect of this facility was a restroom situated next door to the department office. Quite literally, I thought I died and went to teaching heaven, as in my present school there was only one faculty restroom, a long walk from my classroom. I returned home after the interview and spent the weekend contemplating this career change. Professionally, I would be giving up a lot, tenure, 17 weeks of accumulated sick days, and most importantly, my already earned professional reputation. I would need to prove myself again to an entirely new staff. The upside was that along with all the enhanced advantages this new school offered, I assumed my emotional stress would wane during each passing week, as I would no longer be near the man with whom I'd been passionately entangled. The weekend ended, and I made my decision. I presented my letter of resignation and accepted the new position starting the following month. The adjustment to my new classes was effortless, and the students were very cooperative. Slowly, I was meeting members of the faculty, happily acclimating to all the incredible advantages this new working environment provided. I was impressed at how much easier the workload was at this school. Although I missed my former colleagues, I just kept working every day, knowing I would adjust. A few months later, my entire perspective changed. During a class discussion, as my hand touched my neck awaiting a response from a student, I felt a lump alongside my neck. That afternoon, I was on my way to my internist's office. After many tests, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Necessary surgery removed the gland, and in the process, one of my vocal cords was severed, causing temporary loss of the projection of my much-needed vocal capacity. I was immediately on medical leave without pay, as I had lost my sick days when I transferred school districts. I was also non-tenured, which was problematic as well. The wisdom of my decision to transfer school certainly was now in question, as I struggled financially to maintain my lifestyle during my recovery. Had I remained in my former position, my sick days would surely have covered my extended absence. I had been attracted to all the trappings of the new facility and to escaping my relationship problems. Looking back, what I did not consider more seriously was my security. It was a lesson learned, for sure. But how do we know, when do we know, if what glitters will prove to be gold? When do we just swallow hard and take our chances? Copyright 2025, Marion Cohen. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Marion Cohen spent 3 decades as a mathematics educator before turning to writing. Her 3 novels and 2 short story collections focus on characters whose strong connections reflect a variety of emotions, such as love, admiration, and courage. Ms. Cohen's essays have appeared in various online magazines and journals. Presently residing in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Ms. Cohen also enjoys working on exquisite needlepoint projects, such as displayed on the cover of her recent short story collection, Words While Resting on My Pillows. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 12 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.